code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
I am Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 19th of October, 2009. I always suggest at the beginning of the show that people and newcomers to the show should go into cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And on that site, you'll find hundreds of talks I've given in the past, audio talks, for download. You can download them to your heart's content. I try to give you a bigger picture of the world events, the past, present, and where it's to go in the future, and to show you, through evidence from the big boys themselves, from their own writings, that they always, those who are in control of the present, always control the future. They plan the future. They make it happen with everything that happens within it. Cultural changes, everything is planned on cue, and they have 5, 10, 15, 50, 100-year plans, and on it goes even further. That's the same way as the United Nations. You'll see on different projects that they have up on their own sites, have things planned, and that's of time period, 10, 5, 15, 50, 100-year, 200-year plans. That's what they have up. That was the communist technique as well, and it's no coincidence because there's only one system running this world. You can get a whole bunch on that page, cuttingthroughthematrix.com, to choose from alternate sites, and I need them because sometimes the big sites don't automatically change the disk space. They're supposed to, they're getting paid to unlimited disk space, but sometimes, for some reason, just with me, it doesn't work, and it takes me about 2 weeks to find out why, supposedly. And therefore, you can see there's cuttingthrough.jenkins.com, an alternate site. There's cuttingthroughthematrix.net.us.ca. There's Alan Watt, cuttingthroughthematrix.ca. And there's also Alan Watt, sentinel.eu. The Sentinel site, the EU site, has the same audios as the rest, but it also has transcripts of a lot of the talks I've given, which you can download for print-up, and they're in the various languages of Europe. You are the listeners. You bring me to you. I don't get sponsored and paid by anybody. I'm not backed by any organization or company that sells anything. The ads on the show are paid by the advertisers, straight to RBN. I have nothing to do with it. And that pays for airtime, it pays for the staff, their bills, their equipment and upgrades, all the stuff that we've had to do at home, big bills. So I need you to keep me going, and you can do so by looking to cuttingthroughthematrix.com website. There's PayPal, personal checks are good within the US and Canada. Buy the books, buy the CDs, buy the DVDs, and you can also donate to me as well by any of those means. You can also purchase the books by PayPal as well. Send a separate email to me when you do it. And in the U.S., a lot of people still don't like bank accounts. You can always go to the post office and get an international postal money order, international one, and that's good for Canada. The internal ones are no use in Canada. It's for internal U.S. only. So ask for international ones. Outside the Americas, you can order by MoneyGram, Western Union, PayPal, some people just send cash. And that bypasses the triple chin guy with the fancy suit. Now, also people get disc burned by people with computers and passed around at meetings. And they don't have computers themselves to play it on their CD players. You can get in touch with me at Alan Watt, Site 41, Box 4, Estaire, which is E-S-T-A-I-R-E. Ontario, Canada. The postal code is P as in Peter, 3, E as in Elizabeth, 4, N as in Nora, 1. P3E4N1. And then we'll go into the barrage of news that's come out as we chronicle it for future use for those we hope to come after us. Back with more after this break.
Heart Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. You're using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you? Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
I'm Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the matrix. There's a video getting passed around, a link to a video, about Lord Monckton. Monckton is a British peer, as they call him, a hereditary peer, a lord, who is giving speeches in the U.S., and he was speaking to a Christian audience in the States, and he came out with the agenda, really, for this whole deal on climate change in the Copenhagen Agreement or the Stockholm Agreement or whatever agreement they're passing in December, which literally is a binding treaty on all countries that's going to bring us all down to third world status. And also gives, as I've said before, the whole point of it is to bring in this new world system where we'll be governed from birth to death. We won't make any decisions ourselves. It's as bad as that, really. It literally is that. How much you can eat, how much you fuel you can use to heat yourself, all that kind of stuff is going to be part of this. It's literally the totalitarian system. It's all, it all hinges on this thing passing, which to me is a done deal because, you see, we're not run by individual countries at all. And they put their boys at the top of all the countries in the West over the last 50 years or so, and they're all in place now. That's why the steam is rolling ahead. I've said before, when you make a plan, you don't just say, I'm going to plant some potatoes. First, you've got to look at the fields or the area, clear it, and do an awful lot of work in preparation for it. And then you plant once everything's completed and not before. Well, these guys have done their work because they work Fabian style, intergenerationally. And now it's time to bring in the world system. But it literally all hinges on this main treaty being signed. And the fear propaganda, and it's just propaganda, has been stepped up. I've read articles before when every time they go for one of these treaties to do with the climate change and deeper integration of a world system to govern it all, they always print in advance that they've told their members to create fear and panic amongst the people. And that's exactly what they do. They're unabashed liars, but that's their job, is to terrify the people into sitting back and allow them to go ahead to save us all. It's always to save us that we end under the boots. Big boots, you know, the big jack boots. And this is done over and over again. And here it comes. Exactly what they've all been told is always. And it's amazing when you can read the stuff telling them to do this and then you see it in the paper. You wonder who is running the show, really. It's not the politicians, obviously. They're little gophers that do what they're told. Well chosen, mind you. And completely dependable by their master's point of view. This article is on Brown, the British one. They're doing the same in the States and everywhere else and in Canada. And this is from the BBC version. It's all over the newspapers. This is the BBC version. And this is from the 18th of October. Prime Minister warns of climate catastrophe. See, these are overstating, you know, utter nonsense. Panic the people. The UK faces a catastrophe of floods, droughts, and killer heat waves. If world leaders fail to agree on a deal on climate change, the Prime Minister will warn. At least in Britain, the guys who write the scripts for the Prime Minister give them out to the BBC first. You see, technically I would do away with the Prime Minister, and I would just put the unelected scriptwriter as the boss, because that's really who does it. He knows what to do. He's got a higher authority guiding him. It says Gordon Brown is to address the major economics forum in London, which brings together 17 of the world's biggest greenhouse gas-emitting countries. I hate even reading their terms, but it's all BS, which is bothersome stuff. Each time we repeat it, it becomes more concrete. It's an abstract idea. It's someone's idea, dreamed up at the Club of Rome and printed as such in their own book, The First Global Revolution. They admit they came up with this scam to unite the world. Anyway, Mr. Brown will say there will be no plan B if agreement is not reached at December's UN summit in Copenhagen. Negotiators have 50 days to save the world from global warming. 50. Can you imagine any politician saving anything except he's behind? Yeah. And a few million from the coffers of the public, from self. Can you imagine actually saving anything for the world? These sharks? It says here, rising wave. The Copenhagen summit in December is intended to produce a new global climate change deal to replace the aging Kyoto Treaty. But BBC deputy political editor James Landale said that not everything was going to plan. At the meeting in London, the Prime Minister will warn that preparatory talks within the United Nations have reached an impasse. Negotiators, he will say, I love how they print it, negotiators, why bother having Brown read it at all, eh? Well, I guess they have to do something to pretend he works. Negotiators, he will say, are not reaching agreement quickly enough. In Britain, we face the prospect of more frequent droughts and a rising wave of floods, Mr. Brown is expected to tell delegates. Which is comical. The extraordinary summer heat wave of 2003 in Europe resulted in over 35,000 extra deaths. Utter rubbish. Utter rubbish. Just like the flu deaths, that they came out with the same stats all the time. On current trends, such an event could become quite routine in Britain in just a few decades' time, even though we're in the cooling phase, right? And within the lifetime of our children and grandchildren, the intense temperatures of 2003 could become the average temperature experienced throughout much of Europe. If a deal, you know, when my parents were young, they used to go around the streets, like most of the youngsters did, with bare feet in the summer. And it got so hot that the tarmac would melt on the roads and stick to their feet. See, we go up and down like a yo-yo. We always do, up and down, back and forth, like a yo-yo. That's how nature is, you see. Anyway, he will tell the meeting that 2080, oh, an extra 1.8 billion people, a quarter of the world's current population, could lack sufficient water. Well, we will, because there's going to be one water company for the planet under the auspices of the United Nations. That is the agenda, and they'll be restricting it, you see, to control you. Mr. Brown will say, it says here, if we do not reach a deal at this time, let us be in no doubt once the damage from unchecked emissions growth is done, no retrospective global agreement in some future period can undo that choice. So we should never allow ourselves to lose sight of the Fabian catastrophe, I added that part, we face if present warming trends continue. And he is a member of the Fabian Society. You've got to look into it and their big plans. Agreement at Copenhagen is possible. He will conclude, even goes right through the end of it, before he reads it to the public. Commitments unlikely, but we must frankly face the plain fact that our negotiators are not getting to agreement quickly enough. So I believe that leaders must engage directly to break the impasse. In other words, they want to terrify the public and will sit back and want to say, yes, you're now under totalitarian control, we've saved you, we'll breathe a sigh of relief. That's the simple technique of this kind of propaganda. Very simple. But as I say, I've read the articles from the UN and from the group that deal with this climate change nonsense, and they do admit that they tell them all to put out these terrifying, vastly overstated catastrophe scenarios to scare the public. Can you believe they do this, though? You know, they do it with everything. Terrorism is another one, too, you know. So many things keep the public terrified so they can step in with their totalitarian measures for their old, old plan of a particular controlled new Soviet-type world government. But as I say, I also put this up and the link to the video by Lord Monckton. Now, I couldn't see the video. You see, I'm on ExploreNet, the one that's constantly advertising all over mainstream newspapers. If you've got slow dial-up, use ExploreNet, high speed. And I use it, and I could only get a four-minute clip. There's a four-minute clip, and then there's the whole 90-minute speech he gives. Very good. Listen to it. And in the four-minute clip I got, I only got the audio, by the way, somehow. The ExploreNet cut me off with the video. And I got six words before they always freeze me for another minute or two. And then I managed to piece the bits together in my head as to what was getting said. And he tells you how bad it is, that this whole agenda, but there's new, and he calls it the world communistic agenda too, because it is. And it's not run by people at the bottom, laborers or masses. It's run by very rich, rich people, as we all know. And he just says it like it is. So that's Lord Monckton that gives this speech. Now, what's interesting too is that how everything in the mainstream media is so part of government, is an arm of government. Because after all, we've been trained to believe the media and get a reality from whatever they say. You could never let, and it's never from the beginning, there never, I don't think, ever was a free press. But at least when I was small, even adults were very suspicious of big newspapers and magnates because they knew they were all to do. They're all owned by barons, media barons, stinking rich guys that were ruthless to get. And you knew darn well there was big organization behind these barons to make them, to protect them, to get them up there. And they'd have dozens and hundreds sometimes of newspapers and periodicals under their belt to make sure that they standardized the same kind of news, and you think that was reality. But unfortunately today, like Brzezinski said, people have been trained, he was all for it, mind you, they've been trained for to believe the news and to believe that somehow it's part of your own reasoning. It's an appendage to your brain to do your reasoning for you. People really believe that. They'll believe nothing, even what they see themselves, unless it's on the news. I always say to people, go and watch the movie Wag the Dog. Excellent portrayal in a comical fashion of how it's really done. There's a site up there. It's a zombie, I think it's zombie.com or .org. But it's quite good. It has all the quotes, a lot of quotes from John Holdren's book, Eco-Science, to do with sterilizing the public, forced abortions, etc. And I'll put this link up too for you to go through. It'll save a lot of time. and it's authentic. There's no guessing involved. These are the guys who've been put into power for this particular time. Back after this break.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix, showing you that nothing really just happens by chance. Nothing really has, even before 9/11, 2001. We've been guided up to this point over a long, long period of Fabian planning, massive planning, to bring in a world system, a collectivist world system, as they say in all their own writings. It seems the Club of Rome says they choose the collectivist system over any other system, which means communistic system, massive bureaucracies, government agencies running the people and micromanaging the people's lives. That's what we're seeing coming in. That's what the whole New World Order is all about, really. But we're presented with things on television, and to the average person, everything is separate. You know, the financial crash is separate. It's nothing to do with anything else, even though all the big boys themselves have said in the newspapers that this could actually help us bring in the IMF to its proper status as the big distributor of currency and handler of currency across the whole planet. Everything's done for a purpose at the right time. And they could pull the plug anytime they want on anything, anything at all. And it was set up that way. They've never changed the system so they can always do it again over and over and over. I've said that since I've been on the air. They never, ever change that system because they want to use it over and over and over again. It's great to plunder the public every few years and rob them of you let them accumulate, then you rob them. That's what you do. And this has been going on forever, really. But even the presentation by Michael Moore is on every... I only get about three TV stations with my rabbit ears up here in Ontario. And this massive expose on him, as the, you know, the man who speaks for the masses, for the proletariat. And there he is, you know, it's all waddling around, following his script, obviously. And everything he says, it ties in environment and work, and all on board with his whole agenda. We need a new system altogether, he says. We need a new system. And most folk think, again, he's just an individual activist. But who runs him? Who runs this man? And it was said recently who his agent was in Hollywood, who does all this stuff for him. His agent is Ari Emanuel. And Ari Emanuel, it says here, born March 29, 1961, Chicago. He's a prominent American talent agent, they call it. That's a very polite way of saying something else. Founder of the Endeavor Agency in Beverly Hills, California, as well as co-CEO of William Morris Endeavor Entertainment, which turns over $275 to $300 million. He represents Martin Scorsese, Jennifer Garner, Jessica Alba, Larry David, Michael Moore, Jude Law, Matt Damon, Sacha Baron and Cohen O'Brien, Mark Wahlberg, and others, and so on. And it says here, raised in suburban Wilmette, Illinois, outside Chicago, Emanuel is the brother of White House Chief of Staff, Rahm Emanuel. Oh, what coincidence. I'm shocked. So he's the brother of the White House staff, Rahm Emanuel. This is the NIH bioethicist, Ezekiel J. Emanuel, and adopted sister, Shoshana Emanuel. His father, the Jerusalem-born Dr. Benjamin M. Emanuel, is a pediatrician who was active in the Ergun, which is Hebrew for an organization of Israeli freedom fighters. His mother, Marcia Emanuel, her name is Smilovitz, was a civil rights activist in the U.S. and the one-time owner of a Chicago area rock and roll club. He went on about being hyperactive and dyslexic and so on when he was young. She took him to train him in anti-war protests. He's a graduate of New Trier West High School, Manchester College in Minnesota, married to Sarah Addington. His son's professional career. Now, he graduated from the college in 1983, played professional racquetball for a little while, lived in Paris, New York City, then worked at Hollywood agencies and Creative Arts Agency. And what he did with a few guys there, they robbed the place in the middle of the night, and they were arrested for it. And with these guys, these fellow robbers, this organized criminal bunch, he went on to co-found Endeavor Talent Agency with his fellow late-night vigilantes. He's the guy who started this particular guy. He started the campaign against Mel Gibson. And it says here, he stood up and says, it says, people in the entertainment community, whether Jew or Gentile, need to demonstrate that they understand how much is at stake in this professionally, by professionally shunning Mel Gibson and refusing to work with him. Even if it means a sacrifice to their bottom line, I'm sure he'd sacrifice his cash, right? In 2007, Emanuel publicly backed Chris Albrecht after Albrecht was fired from HBO for domestic violence arrest preceded by rumors of three other incidents of violence against women. Emanuel wrote, if Hollywood is going to give Mel Gibson a second chance and sports fans are going to cheer up stars like Jason Kidd, Latrell Sprewell, and Steven Jackson, who made similar mistakes, why not Chris Albrecht? So he wants everybody to forgive Albrecht. Maybe that's something in common. Emanuel later helped Albrecht land his next job at IMG. And it says, Ari Emanuel has hosted fundraisers for the Democratic Party. Then he goes on about another massive court case that happened with Sandra Epstein against the agency, brought accusations by Epstein and other Endeavor employers against Emanuel. In the court filings, Emanuel is alleged to have allowed a friend, of course, to operate a pornographic website out of Endeavor's offices. According to Epstein, Emanuel made racist and anti-gay remarks and prevented her from sending a script about Navy SEALs to actor Wesley Snipes, saying, this is what Ari said, this great humanitarian that stands up for everyone's rights except certain people. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. He says, everyone knows that blacks don't swim. This is the guy, the brother of the same Emanuel that's in the White House today. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hi, folks. I am Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the matrix. Just finishing up there with Michael Moore's agent, another hypocrite, and he's a man. This is Emmanuel, Ari Emanuel, who has a brother in the White House at this time, with all the other guys in the White House, who are all people think they're just left wing. It's further beyond left wing. There's much, much more to it. They all know each other. They all have an agenda. And this is the guy who manages Michael Moore that people think just come out on his own to do, you know, to be the voice of the proletariat. You know, that's the standard spiel that they give. But it's always a different agenda, and it just falls on board with the present world agenda. Everybody's connected. It's interesting, too, with, and everybody's heard this, I'm sure, October 19th, 2009, Spiegel Online. It's in another, I've got two links in two different German newspapers on this article. I'll put them both up, but it's called Second Class Medicine. Germans unhappy with alternative swine flu vaccine for the politicians. Now, I'm reading this, and keep in mind, every government in the West will be the same as this one. Guarantee you. It says Germany is in an uproar over the planned swine flu vaccination. Damage control is the name of the game in Berlin on Monday as politicians rush to deny that they are receiving a better, safer swine flu vaccine than ordinary Germans. The first of 50 million doses arrived in Germany on Monday. One might think the arrival in Germany of the first 50 million doses of swine flu vaccine on Monday might be cause for celebration. I don't know for whom, for the companies that make it, I suppose. But with news breaking over the weekend that top government officials in Berlin will be injected with an alternative vaccine, one widely seen as safer, a debate about an alleged two-class medical system has erupted like this is new anywhere. Over the weekend, reported that Chancellor Angela Merkel, a number of her ministers and other government officials would receive a vaccine manufactured by the pharmaceutical company Baxter, the same vaccine that the German military opted for, as was reported last week. What they're looking for is something that doesn't have all the adjuvants that are pretty deadly. And they've discussed this, or they know darn well what we've discussed about adjuvants and so on. So you get this old-fashioned type vaccine where they kind of kill a virus, a complete virus, and they don't put all these adjuvants in it, these weaponized stuff that weaponizes your immune system into overdrive. Because in case it didn't happen, just in case anything goes wrong, you see, with the rest of the population and they start killing over, the government and the military have to be in charge. That's the basic bottom line, so I won't read all the rest of it for you. But it's in that newspaper, it's in another one too. But as I say, every government, I guarantee you, is doing the same thing. They're not going to risk putting themselves under at the top. And the masters who rule them don't want them killing over either. You see, so this is how it really is. For all we know, they might just get some, and they might not even know it. They might just get sterile water or saline, and they'll think they've got a shot. You know, because there is no swine flu. If there's a swine flu, it'll be coming out with the live viruses they're spraying into people's nostrils. It's amazing too, you know, and flu. Once you get you've passed the prodromal phase and you're literally sneezing out the viruses everywhere, you're over the thing in about 3-4 days, 5 days max. They tell you, and I've read it before, if you get this flu mist, they're calling it, the nasal spray, you'll be spraying the virus and shedding it for 21 days. Well, why not just wait and see if you get the flu and you'll infect less people by coughing and sneezing if you're rid of it in 3 or 4 days? They want you to sneeze for 21 days, you see. I wish people could think, eh? And, this other article on the swine flu that supports this is called The Local, Germany's News in English. I'll put that one up there, too. Now, there's also a petition going around. People can sign it, put their names on it, especially with science degrees, that has a lot of information, if you click their links, to the nonsense on global climate change and global warming. And it's professors and PhDs and all the rest of it to do the science, denying that everyone's in consensus, as the UN keeps saying, oh, we're all in consensus, that this is definitely happening. No, no one's in consensus, except the ones they choose to be on their boards and their panels. And these scientists that started this site don't like that at all, so they're all putting their names down, and they're giving out the data, the alternative data that negates all the projections and global warming that is getting spewed out at the top. So I'll put this up for anyone who wants to sign it, and let's have some good luck with it. If nothing else, we can show them up to the fact that there are multi-thousands of people well-qualified, who know it's all a fraud. Now, so much is happening, as I say. If you study the communist Fabianist system, it's different. The Fabian society didn't want sudden revolution, but the founders of the Fabian society, according to even Trotsky's writings, had access to the Kremlin's desk. In other words, they were there all the time, getting inside reports from communism, and they watched the communist system very closely. But the Fabian technique was to do it intergenerationally, using Bernays' techniques of altering the culture without them even knowing it, that they're being managed, the culture was being altered and managed, including all the opinions you would eventually all share together. I can remember, again, when I was small, I used to like visiting people in hills, like shepherds and people, things like that. People who didn't have TV, they'd be pretty solitary people. They thought an awful lot, and they read a lot. They had books and classics and things. And I used to call them characters, because they'd often, if a topic was brought up, they'd hit you from left field with something or a direction about a topic you'd never thought of before. You had variety. So you had a variety, and you could see things from many, many different angles. Today, everyone has the same common understandings on every topic, and they all say the same things. The standardization of opinion, it's called. We've all been trained scientifically. And we all think we're sane because we all have the same opinions on everything. Quite something. That was the Fabian technique, as I say, and they've done it. They've been very, very successful. They bring in a collectivist society, underworld governments run by experts, and population control. All of that would be done, even their earlier writings. And they've been very successful. All the top characters now belong to the Royal Institute for International Affairs, connected to the Fabian Society, all these special branches of the Royal Institute for International Affairs. That's what they are. They're specialized branches. And they also mentioned in their early writings that they could use big corporations to bring in a sort of collectivist communist system. And we, again, most folk think that communism is, oh, there's a rabble in the streets with our flags. That's communism. No, communism was created and run and funded by the richest people on the planet. It's a totalitarian system. That's what it was done. Marx himself said, you know, that there'd be a dictatorship over the public, because the public were too dumb and stupid and ignorant to run themselves. That's what the Fabians believe. And we're watching it all happen. This article here is from the World Newser, it's called, and has to do with insurance companies. Insurance companies, and now this came out last week, I think October 15th. Insurance companies, get sterilized and then we'll cover you. See, remember, getting back to what I just said, the big corporations. Remember also what Professor Carl Quigley said, who belongs to this group. He said, he was the historian for them, for the Council on Foreign Relations - Royal Institute of International Affairs. It's the same thing. He said, a new feudal system where experts and, but he says, it'd be primarily the CEOs of corporations ruling the world. They'll act like feudal overlords. Insurance companies, get sterilized and then we'll cover you, October 15th. When Peggy Robertson went shopping for a more affordable health insurance plan for her self-employed husband and two young boys, she ran into an unexpected problem. The birth of her son, Luke, in 2006 by a cesarean section. The healthy young mother was shocked when the Golden Rule Insurance Company denied her coverage due to the C-section birth of her son. I called Golden Rule, and they said that if I would get sterilized, they would then be able to offer insurance to me. When Amanda Buchanan's husband got a job teaching in a rural school at a salary of $3,000 per year, the family was faced with a tough decision when it came to health care. To cover the entire family under her husband's group insurance policy would cost $760 a month, which would take a big bite out of their yearly income. So Amanda went shopping for an individual insurance policy to cover just her and the son. She found one for $280 a month, but it came with one very big deductible, a maternity deduction of $5,000. When Amanda purchased the policy, she was not planning to have another child, but several months later, her husband and I found ourselves discussing the possibility of a second child. Instead of an intimate conversation between the two of us about goals and family, I felt like there were actually three of us at the table, myself, my husband, and our insurance policy. I was very angry that an insurance company could set up a policy in a way that would either discourage women from getting pregnant, or if they did become pregnant, force them to pay for basically the entire cost of a typical pregnancy. Yep, you're getting punished if you have children, folks. And of course, the average person will read this like trivia, and they don't connect anything with anything. Everything to them out there is unrelated. Everything's unrelated. Now, even Obama's healthcare package has so much in it to do, and you will, if you, they're going to increase, you're not going to pay insurance in the States for Obama's, it's not his plan, let's be honest, he's a front man for the big plan that they're bringing in. And if you smoke or drink or do anything like that, they want to know all these things, and you'll pay extra insurance. You'll be punished and penalized for all the politically incorrect things, all the individualistic things that you do. You will get punished for it because this is, we're all little children under this system, you understand? But just like the dogs that Pavlov had, you can be trained. Man is capable of being trained into anything that the maker and the master wants them to be. That's their standard motto, basically. So this is Times Online, 19th of October. Homeowners face questions on alcohol and smoking under new mortgage rules. This is in the British version here. So if you want a house now, you've got to open up your whole life to them to get a mortgage. Homeowners could be forced to provide detailed information about the amount of money they spend on alcohol each month to qualify for a new mortgage under a new clampdown on reckless lending. Now, see how they get away with it? They rob the public, and then they blame the public. But again, it's an agenda, isn't it? In a sweeping review of the mortgage market published today, the Financial Services Authority said lenders need to be far more rigorous about their financial checks of potential borrowers. It said lenders should delve deeper into home buyers' personal spending, including the amount of money they spend on alcohol and tobacco. Spending on shoes, clothes, and childcare could also be assessed under a new industry-wide affordability test. Your whole life is going to be out in the open as you beg for money to put a shell over your head. That's all your house is. You know what a house is? A house is a box with a lot of empty air in it. That's what a house is. And you'll never own it, even if you pay off that mortgage and live to pay off. That's what's called a mortgage, the length till you die, mort, death. And these crooks will gouge you all through that mortgage, and you'll be worried sick for it to get this little shell that holds all that air there, and then the government taxes you on all the air inside. It depends how much air it can hold. That's how it's done. Everything is a rip-off. And we're taught to think it's all normal. They can teach the public to think anything is normal. Under all the different wildlife protection acts and the Earth Charter, every animal out there has the right to live. Even bacteria, according to them, even killer bacteria. But man has no rights at all. I mean, I'd rather be a turtle or a tortoise. You can carry your own house with you, like a caravan, you know. And no one tells him you had to pay money for that shell on your back there, except us. We're the only idiots that think this is normal. And if you can't pay the taxes on it, they steal it. Your government steals it. They kick you out and steal it. It's just the mafia, isn't it? It's the mafia. You pay your protection money so you can live in your shell, or they lean on you and throw you off in the street and take your house. That's called extortion, you see, extortion racket. Don't be fooled by terms. Oh, it's taxation, it's property. No, stealing and leaning on people who are trying to live and have the right to live is extortion. And we have the great Council on Foreign Relations and Royal Institute for International Affairs for bringing out those policies. They were the guys who introduced the bills. It's in their own writings. And personal income tax, by the way. A long time ago. This guy in Britain, what unfortunate name, Ed Balls, his name is. Ed Balls. This guy is in head of all the educational systems in Britain, and he really is a complete totalitarian. But it says here, Mail Online, 19th of October, fears for exhausted children as Ed Balls steps up the push to start schooling at four years of age. Remember, I've read before about the writings of Lord Bertrand Russell, who started the schemes on experimental schools, who said if we can get the children young enough, especially kindergarten, it says, any input from the parents on morality, behavior, ideas will be overruled by the scientific indoctrination they get. Well, this is all part of that. It's time to bring in and get the children younger and younger so that they'll be starting off in kindergarten and then straight into school. There'll be no childhood at all, completely indoctrinated. And this is what this is all about. Parents will be encouraged to send, I'll have to put the phrase it, be encouraged to send their children to school at the age of four under a major shake-up of primary education. School Secretary Ed Balls wants youngsters to start classes in September after their fourth birthday instead of waiting until the compulsory schooling age of five. The move comes despite a majority inquiry into primary education in England last week concluded that youngsters should not start formal learning until they were six. So this inquiry said they shouldn't really start till they were six, to be honest with you. And he's going for four because that's the Fabian agenda. It says here, this compulsory schooling age will remain, but Mr. Balls wants to change the mandatory school's admission code, which will effectively lower the starting age to four, as parents are pressured to enroll their children earlier. You've got to get them young. You see, the new society, you always go for the youth. You've got to get the young ones who haven't come to any opinions themselves yet and give them the correct opinions before they form their own. That's the way you can be sure of a controlled society. They're like clones of each other when they come out of that. Back with more after this break.
Attention RBN listeners, the freeze-dry guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
I'm Alan Watt for Cutting Through the Matrix. There was a movie put out a few years ago. I can't remember the dire name of it. It was with Robin Williams, and it was something about a cutter or like a film-type cutter. But it was to do with an age where people have got chips in their brains that record their whole life's memories. And when you die, you get this chip, and he'd have to splice all the good little bits. As the child up through the adult saw things, little clips here and there for the funeral parlor, basically, to be shown then for the grieving people. And I thought it's great predictive programming in that, but it's also a great aid because they won't be happy till you do have a chip in you that does record everything in your life. And that way, you see, you could never have a thought to yourself. They could always check out if you're telling the truth or whatever. No privacy, you see. In a totalitarian world that's successful, the ultimate totalitarian world, there can be no privacy even in your own mind. They must know everything, what you're thinking. And that movie, as I say, that Robin Williams was in, was predictive programming. And folk don't remember the movie. They'll see these articles, the one I'm going to read you. And this will make you think that this article seems, well, I guess it's kind of sensible, maybe inevitable. You've been programmed all along with everything. Hollywood is your main programmer with predictive programming. The idea is familiar. You don't think through it, can't remember where, but it seems familiar, and therefore it's obviously all right. It's inevitable, you'll think. So I guess that was inevitable. So this article is from The New Scientist, and it's from October the 13th, I think it's 2009. Or 16th of October 2009. New camera promises to capture your whole life. This is how they're going to train them public. That they put some of their gadgets in it for the young to really go for them. A camera you can wear as a pendant to record every moment of your life will soon be launched by a UK-based firm. Oh, for a coincidence. Originally invented to help jog the memories of people. Oh, they always start with this stuff. With Alzheimer's disease, it might one day be used by consumers to create life logs that archive their entire lives. I wonder who would like that. I wonder who would benefit with that. Could it be the totalitarian government? Oh, goodness sakes, no. Worn on a cord around the neck, the camera takes pictures automatically as often as once every 30 seconds. It also uses an accelerometer and light sensors to snap an image when a person enters a new environment, and an infrared sensor to take one when it detects the body heat of a person in front of the wearer. It can fit 30,000 images onto its 1 gigabyte memory. That's how they start off the idea, right? The Vicon Review was originally developed as the SenseCam by Microsoft Research Cambridge, UK, for researchers studying Alzheimer's and other dementias. I guess living as an ordinary person is a dementia now. Studies showed that reviewing the events of the day using SenseCam photos could help some people improve long-term recall. That might save them when they're torturing you, you know. Did you do that? You said, no. They said, well, that's not what we say here. We've got this camera here. This camera's recorded. Here's the truth here. Or it's in your brain chip. See, we see, pull that out, and there it is. Yeah, that's what it's going to be. And it says, now, Vicon, based in UK, Oxford, which specializes in motion capture technology for the movie industry, has licensed the technology for the camera from Microsoft and intends to put it into large-scale production. They'll put a lot of gadgets in it for the youngsters, so they'll all go for it, I'm sure. And then once you're used to that for a few years, in comes the chip. It'll seem quite natural once it's to the non-thinkers, that is. Anyone who goes for this stuff is a non-thinker in the first place. Can't save them. Well, that's it for tonight. It's been a rushed hour as always. From Hamish, myself, and Ontario, Canada, it's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.
With recent interviews.